Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I mean hundreds of years of us talking about, you know, our weakness and excuse and everything. And if it does, maybe it will, maybe it won't. We just never know. That's not drawing the folks in. People hear you talking about maybe he will, maybe he won't. We just never know. Does that want to make all your unsaved co-workers come to church? Tell me about that maybe he will, maybe he won't again. You're exciting me. I think I'm going to bring all my family to church. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Oh, that's exciting. It's not drawing in the multitudes. Because it's not true. I said it's not true. Truth makes people free. Lies confuse people. Mark 5, are you there? Mark 5. This is where the woman, you know, pressed through the crowd. Said, if I can touch, I'll be whole. I shall be whole. Verse 28. She said it, declared it. I shall be whole. And down in verse 22. Mark 5:22. There comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, and he said, my little daughter is lying at the point of death. I pray these added by the translators. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed. And what? And what? She shall live. Yeah, but what if it's not the will of God? Isn't it good some of these theologians hadn't gotten to him first and told him how to pray? What did he say? She shall live. And how many understand? That was the faith that arrested Jesus' attention. Wasn't it? He wasn't just groveling around and maybe this and maybe that. He said, she's lying. She's at death's door right now. But if you'd just come, if you'd come and put your hand on her, she could be healed. And if you'll do that, she shall live. Jesus said, lead the way. Take off. He followed him. Isn't that right? Followed him to his house. How many understand? Faith, that kind of faith, gets God's attention. Brother Smith Wigglesworth used to say that they quote that he said something about faith caused God to pass over 1 million people just to get to you. Faith pleases God. Look on down. The woman with the issue of blood did a similar thing. She said, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And she touched and was. And while she's giving her testimony, verse 35, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard that word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, what? Read it out loud. What did he tell him? Be not afraid. Only believe. Now, only is from the word one. Right? O-N-L-Y, O-N-E, only believe. Don't be afraid. Only believe. And when did he say, notice how Jesus said it and when he said it. Read it again. As soon as Jesus heard that, he turned and said to Jairus, why would he do it that way? If you'd have faith and doubt not, and do owe not. If it didn't matter, Jesus wouldn't have said anything to him. The man's got enough things. I mean, his emotions are all over the place. They just told him his little girl that he loves more than life itself is laying there cold and dead. Jesus would not have told him this unless it is essential. It has to be this way.
That's right.
And can you see what's going on? We talked about it before. These people from his house, they show up. And they're saying, it's too late, too late. She passed away, about an hour ago. And we checked her real good. And he knows they wouldn't stand there and tell him that if they didn't believe it was true. And what happened? Come on, tell me what happened next. As soon as those words came out of their mouth, Jesus turns and looks at him. Right? And he's got his attention right here. He said, Jairus, right here, buddy, right here. Here. Don't be afraid. What's the next word?
Only.
Only. See, we've sung that. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. But how many people have not understood what he's talking about? What does that mean, only believe? Like, just believe. No. Believe rather than anything else.
Right.
Only. Why would he tell him that? Because fear is gripping him.
Yes, sir.
Right? It's coming on him. Amen. What am I going to do without my little girl? It's coming on him. It's gripping him. Can you see what's happening? The enemy's doing this, isn't he? He's going, she's dead, she's dead. Here, forget him, forget Jesus. That's all too late for that. Here, she's dead, forget it. Look at me, look at me. Don't look at that, look at me. And he's being tempted. He's being sorely tempted. And he's starting to look. And what did Jesus do? As soon as the words came out of their mouth, he goes, Jairus, hey boy, hey buddy. Come on now, we got this far. What's he saying? When he says, I only believe, what's he saying? What did you tell me when you first saw me? What did you tell me? You told me that if I'd come lay my hands on her, and I'm going with you right now to do just that. You told me. She shall live. You told me. Don't leave me now. Don't quit me. Don't quit me. Stay with me. Don't be afraid. Don't do all that stuff. Only believe. Now friend, did he require that of him in order to keep going? Was it necessary?
Yes.
If it wasn't, why wouldn't he have just put his arm around Jairus and said, oh, buddy, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this. Just, I know you feel bad. Cry. Get it out of your system. But I'm going to take care of this. I'm the Son of God. And I got this. People would like to portray that, but it simply is not true. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. That's what Jesus said. He operated as a man, therefore he operated by faith. And other people who came to him for help, if he couldn't keep them in faith with him, he couldn't help them. In his own hometown, he couldn't do a lot of mighty works because of all their unbelief. The scripture says, Mark 6:5-6. So what if Jairus had started crying and broke down and said, well, I'm sorry I bothered you. I don't know what I'm going to do. And just broke down. Could Jesus have kept going with him?
No.
Could he have gone on to his house and raised her up anyway?
No.
A lot of folk would like to say yes. The answer is no. Why would he have done what he did? Why would he stop and go, Jairus, don't do it. No. Don't be afraid. Don't. Do not do that. Stay with me. Only. Somebody say only.
Only.
Only. Believe. Stay with what you told me when you first saw me. Stay with it. Don't quit it now. Don't leave it now. How many can see it's hanging in the balance right here? Whether his little girl is dead and that's it, or whether she's raised from the dead and lives her life out, is hanging right here. Right here. In the balance. Notice what Jairus said. Nothing. Which is what you say. When your emotions are bouncing all over the scale and, what did he do? I believe he just looked at Jesus and went, smart man. I said, smart man. He didn't try to explain it to Jesus. He didn't try to talk him out of it. He just went right with him. Oh, glory to God. And Jesus went on in there with Peter, James, and John. The whole bunch is crying and in a tumult and weeping and wailing greatly. He walked in, he said, "Why are y'all carrying on like this?" Faith preachers are different. "Why? She's not dead. She's just asleep." And there's all this whispering and laughing. I told you, he's crazy. That bunch, that church they're with over there, they laughed him to scorn. They're a pretty fickle bunch to go from full bore crying to laughing out loud in a half second. But when he put them all out, that's what you do with unbelief, you put them all out. And he took mama and daddy and Peter, James, and John, and he went in there. Come on, now put yourself there. How many know Jairus walked in there and he sees her? She's discolored. She's stiff. You can tell she's not there. Would he have been tempted to break down? Would he have been tempted? But something's holding him. Something's holding him together. Something's holding his emotions together. Come on. Something's holding. What was it? It was when those piercing eyes looked at him and said, "Jairus, don't be afraid, buddy. Don't leave me. Only believe. You stay with me. Only believe." Boy, that's ringing in his heart. It's ringing in his ears. It's ringing in his mind. And so he's standing there, keeping his mouth shut. Jesus said, glory to God. He took the little girl by the hand. He said, "Damsel, little girl, I say to you, get up. If it's the will of God."
No.
Oh, no. 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 "Get up. I say unto you, get up." Tell me what happened. Come on, tell me what happened. "And straightway, immediately, she arose and walked." How many believe this happened literally? This is not a fairy tale. This happened. She was really dead. And she got up, raised from the dead, and starts walking around the room. What do you think mom and daddy did?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "No Ifs About It," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303M. That's R1303M. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.